Amen. I'm feeling tired. Bad night's sleep. It's been very difficult. Come on, a bit of sympathy. Come on. Thank you. And the reason is, well, you can find out for yourself. Let's have dead quiet and listen for a moment. No, you can't hear us, I'm afraid. I shall explain. I've got the builders in. You know what it's like having builders in? Bang, bang, crash, crash. It's not in my house, actually. It's over there. It's the new swimming pool. Do you know about that? Okay, I hope you do. If you're from High Green, let me explain what happened, you see. In all the churches I've been, and they said to me, thank you, Simon, you're a good vicar. How do they know? But never mind. Simon, we want to give you something special. What can we give you to say thank you? And I've always said to them, I would like a jacuzzi. And you know, I've never got one. Not even here, have I, Mr. Churchwarden? No, they're shouting in the back row, no. And let me explain. I mean, when I was in London there, the best I got to it was the churchwarden said, oh, come round to my house, throw me in a cold bath and bring some big straws and blow bubbles for me. That's not going to do it. But here, they've been magnificent. They said, Simon, you're not worth a jacuzzi. You can have an Olympic-sized swimming pool instead. And so they're building the swimming pool just for me, aren't they, Denise, Councillor Denise? That's right, isn't it? She's in charge, I'm afraid, one of those political people, so she knows all about it. Now, in case you don't know, they're closing down Chapel Town Baths and they are building a brand new big swimming pool here as part of the Olympic legacy. And for me, it's going to be wonderful because I can go out there in my slippers and my gym jams in the morning and go swimming straight away. So I'm very, very grateful. The problem is the builders. They start at 6 o'clock every morning and it's bang, bang, crash, crash, and it's hard work. But the thing which really strikes me is whenever I see a building go up, and I've seen this before, they spend hours and hours, day after day, week after week. For ages, nothing seems to be going on. Because what they're doing is they're digging the foundations. They've got those huge digging machines. They're going really deep down. And then eventually you see these big concrete machines, you know, the ones which come in, they're always turning around. And they're pouring masses and masses and masses and masses of concrete. Then you know what happens? Suddenly, and it's happened the last couple of weeks, a couple of girders appear, then boom, 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 it's built very, very quickly. But that's how it is with buildings. Most of the work goes in to the foundations. When I was a vicar in London many years ago, I built a new church. And I noticed that the architect came down on site about two or three times a week in the early stages. But later on, when we were building the actual church and all the fancy brickwork and all the interesting stuff was happening, we didn't see so much of him. And I said to him, you know, why was that? Why did you come at the beginning when there's nothing to see? And he said, well, because when they're doing all the fancy stuff, if it goes wrong, we can change it. But he said, the foundations, you've got to get those right. If that goes wrong, the whole thing's a total mess. And I guess that's probably the whole truth about foundations in building. Because actually, it's exactly the same of truth in life as well. If we're to actually make things happen in life, we have to have those right foundations. Now, it's great to see these children here today. It's great to have Ava, Bobby and Jessica here for their baptisms. Today is all about foundations. And let me tell you, folks, talking to the parents now, can I tell you, what you do with the children now has, you know, you're putting down foundations. Can I tell you a really, one of the big mistakes I made in my life, I want to confess to you. When I was a bit younger, my wife and I got married. We moved house at the same time she was having a baby. Never do that, big mistake, but we couldn't help it. So we had this baby, and we had the baby come home, and everything was fine. My wife was a great mum, and we sorted it all out. Except at night time, this little baby of ours, when you put her down, you go, you know, you put the baby down, and you go, ah, 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 and then you get your whole screaming thing. You've been there, haven't you? You know what it's like? Okay. The problem was, it was okay in the daytime, but in the night feed was a disaster. My wife would get up at 2 a.m. and change and feed, and then she would never go down. She just wouldn't go down. We tried everything. We read Dr. Spock. We'd done all that stuff. And none of those books worked at all. So what happened was, after 2 a.m. feed and change, my wife would come into the bedroom. She'd throw the baby at me and say, it's your turn. And what I did is I walked up and down with the baby on my back like this. And I went for an hour every night for 3 months. Yep. You done that, some of you folks? Yeah? Done there? Got that? Bought the T-shirt? Washed it a few times? Yeah? I did this, and I used to sing to her. And I must admit, the damage I did. I sang many things, but the song I sang more than any other was I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Now, some of the gentlemen here will probably know what the football linkage is. Anyone tell me? It's the West Ham theme song. The damage, psychological damage I did to that poor kid. She grew up. And what does she do? She married a West Ham fan. The shame, I mean, it's even worse now. They're second in the league this morning, and they'll probably phone me this afternoon and rub it into me. So you never know what you're doing. You say things, you sing things, you're scarring them for life. You never know, you're determining their future. Well, it might be a bad thing, but actually a lot of the time, it's a really good thing because you're giving them foundations. You're putting them down that part of their life and saying to them, this is the way that life can be. Because for many people, what's going to be later on, the foundations of life, many people think that it's all about money, it's all about being celebrity, it's a bit about being footy and that sort of thing. And it's all of those things. So many people have those sort of foundations, but they won't last. And this baptism service here today is about finding foundations which will last. Because, let's be honest, we've got to take care of our kids. Hey, do you know this? Apparently there's a bumper sticker somebody saw on the car in the USA, and it said this: parents, take care of your kids. They will choose your nursing home. Yeah, a bit close for some of us, perhaps. Yes? It's what happens. You're a long way from that, but one day. Because let me tell you, they're babies now, but suddenly they start crawling and walking and talking. And after a little while, they get bigger, and you have that first day they go to nursery and school, and you take the photograph. They're that big. When they get bigger, they go to secondary school. Then after a while, you find yourself, instead of looking at their eyes, face looking down at them, you're eye to eye. And a few years later, you're looking up at them because they're taller than you. Then they're bringing home a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And before you know, they've grown up. You never get these years back again, and because we all know they're tough ones. But they're those foundation years, the key moment. And that's our theme this morning about foundations. Jesus in this passage said, if you listen to my teaching, you will be able to build foundations which will see you through for life. And he had this image he talked about. He talked about two people building their own house. This is back in the Middle East where you wouldn't use a builder, you'd dig it yourself. And one person digs down, gets the foundations, and digs down to solid rock, and then builds it. Someone else goes for the cheaper, simpler option. They dig it down to the sand, they think it should be okay, and it should be all right. Then, of course, they finish the house, and then what happens? Well, life happens. It happens to all of us. Life just happens. And they get the situation which has a big, big thunderstorm, and the rain comes down, and the house, which is built on stone, when the floods come, it stays upright. The other house, built on the sand, when the weather turns really bad, it actually collapses and the foundations aren't right and it's done with. Interesting, by the way, because that story is written in the Middle East where big downfalls and flooding are comparatively rare, because we get that all the time. What they get by comparison was direct sunshine. We don't get that. So we're talking about sort of not an everyday issue, Jesus was saying. He was saying that if you take my teaching and build your life on that, then when life happens, when everything gets thrown at you, when the you-know-what hits the fan, you will be able to stand because you put some foundations on. Jesus said, if you follow my teaching, if you go my way, then you will have foundations. And that's what this baptism service is here today. This baptism is not an inoculation against religion. It's like the door opening on a journey. It's like the launch pad of a rocket. It's a starting point. So today in this baptism, we are offering foundations through this baptism. Because it's for these children, but it's for others also. When Jesus said those words, he wasn't talking about children. He was talking about adults. And of course, it is possible to change your foundations in life as you go on. I mean, some years ago, I don't know if you ever saw York Minster, that huge church over in York. They went, I had some cracks up on the top of the building. They went down and found underneath some of the pillars, the foundations were shallow, they were useless. They had to undo and underpin the whole thing. It was a massive building work. It took a couple of years. But it is possible, even with something which is older, to put new foundations in. So the words of Jesus are there this morning to us. We welcome these children to their baptism. It's brilliant to have you here. Today is not a one-off. This is an opportunity to put the words of Jesus about finding life in all its abundance as the foundation of their lives. And that's the gift which can make a huge difference. Amen.